Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. One of the very interesting and important figures in the world today, and most especially in the Islamic world, is the esteemed Sheikh Zakzaki. In order to talk a little bit about Sheikh Zakzaki and this era and period in which we have entered, which is this post-imprisonment era of Sheikh Zakzaki, we have invited Sheikh Abdul Aziz to the talk show. So let's go ahead, invite him, bring him into the discussion. Sheikh Abdul Aziz, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. Sheikh Abdul Aziz, it's so nice to have you on the program. The last time is we had you, it's been quite a while actually since we had you on the program. And in advance, thank you for coming to the talk show and taking time out and sharing these very important political, social events that are taking place. One of the things that was on our mind is this era of Sheikh Zakzaki post-imprisonment, right? Yeah. So he was imprisoned by the governmental forces for a very, very long time, right? Of course, this all started relatively recently with the Zaria massacre and then the attack on the Baqiyatullah, a center of Sheikh Zakzaki, and then they shot him, they shot his wife, they shot a whole bunch of other people that they killed. Sheikh Zakzaki and his wife were wounded and then they were imprisoned. So we have kind of entered now this era of post-imprisonment where he has been freed after a long incarceration, and we just wanted to get this kind of an update on what exactly is happening. So with that, we hand it over to you in the name of Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله once again. Yeah, thank you for inviting me to the great talk show on Islamic Pulse. Thank you very much.
May Allah it's our honor. It's our honor. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Actually, talking about Sheikh Zakzaki, I think is something that we, most especially, each and every of the members of Islamic movement,
yes,
handed the case of Zakzaki to Allah subhanahu, because it's something beyond one's intellect to think. Right. Yeah, his case is a drive, control of in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, his drive is in the control of Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very beautiful.
Because we believe that actually, if at all that he's not truthful, in his drive, riding, he wouldn't have come to this extent. Because you're talking about, a distinguished, and lots of intellect, among this huge amount of humans, millions of human beings. Across the world. And of course, Nigeria as a case study, for example. But he drives it from the zero level, for example, when every other person is sheer, he's so sensitive enough, not to pin the issue, to Shia, Shia alone, but he generalizes it, but Islam, he calls it Islam.
Including all the denominations.
Yeah, of course, and that is the call of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. That's the call of the Prophet,
Yeah. Shia, the Sunnist, and of course Christians too, who don't understand the call, for them to understand, the light of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such horizons, So it's
this,
great.
Sheikh Abdul Aziz, this was always very, interesting, amazing, very charming about Sheikh Zakzaki, that he is able to bring in even non-Muslims. Like there are non-Muslims in Nigeria and across the world, but as you said, case study Nigeria, there are non-Muslims who really love, admire, respect, and honor Sheikh Zakzaki, and they're non-Muslims. I mean, I think this is very amazing, it's beautiful.
Even the government of Nigeria, believe you me, and of course outside Nigeria too, for example, this is it, it's something that surprises them. You know, he tries to linchpin, you know, the Muslim sect together.
Right.
Because the Zalimun,
the oppressors.
The oppressors just want, you know, Islam and Muslims, you know, to be sectarians, you know, so that they could not get even of themselves.
Right.
But he tries to bring, you know, the sect together, to pin them to one side. What I mean is that to make them to love each other and to understand Islam. What is it?
Right.
Is it to sect? To break, you know, the Muslims into a different? No. But he called them together, he tries, you know, to explain and to define the Islam, you know, be Shia. If you find Shia within it, Sunnis within it, they get them. Yeah, they are their own, and of course Christians. Whenever one surprising thing is what surprises the government too, the Christian and of course non, you know, idolaters too. Of there are those who just, you know, who are not Muslims.
Right.
You are Christians.
Right.
You know, it's a surprising phenomena that, you know, those people, whenever he's delivering sermon, or maybe he's reciting tafsir, for example, or a hadith in Nabawi, because of who Zakzaki is, different among the mixed of people, those people wishes to come and sit within the mixed of Muslims. They feel comfortable enough to listen and to hear. Sometimes, believe you me, more especially when he was set free, the Christians and of course the Muslims alike comes to his house.
When he was set free.
Believe you me, this is just a prison.
Yes.
Do you know, most of them used to cry. Whenever they stood up, they say, you make us proud. Wow. You make us proud of our religion, Christians. Even on the online.
Christians would say this.
Believe you me. Yes. Because
to Sheikh Zakzaki.
Yeah, of course. Because the Shia, the Muslims, you know, the follower of Zakzaki Islamic movement, the Islam was defined to them perfectly. They understood it.
Yes.
You understand? So they know how to mingle and interact with people, you understand? And to convey the message with them. There are some time that they used to go for ziyarat in the hospitals. There are some time that they have to look into hospital issues, for example, that concerns people's health, for example. You find them going here and there, you know, giving out some things.
Right.
Sometimes donating blood.
Mm-hmm. Islamic movement.
Yeah, it is only Islamic movement. You know, check, ask. Anybody will tell you this. So sometimes if it is Christians, for example, and the Christmas, you know, or whatever that concern Christians, this shows, you know, their concerns to Christians too.
Right.
That the Christians feel comfortable this year.
This is Islam.
He changed our thought. In fact, he's like, who are you, for example? Are you a messenger?
Are you a messenger? Like, yes.
This is not the Islam and the Muslim that we used to know.
Right.
That is what this says.
So after his imprisonment, I know I was reading in some places that before his imprisonment, he seemed to have been relatively confined area-wise, locality-wise. But after his freedom, that his scope has, you know, like you said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the driver here.
Yeah.
His scope has increased after he has been freed. If you want to comment on that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know, formerly he lived in a local government.
Right.
Not a state. We have a state, local government is just on the state. We have Kaduna as the state and Zaria on the Kaduna. Mm-hmm. And that is where Zakzaki was born and raised up from Yenazan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and ever since, he never chose to live there.
Right.
That is where he resided.
He stayed in Zaria.
Mm-hmm. Though there are very many states that are more, you know, mm-hmm. fashionized, you know,
right.
larger,
yeah.
More,
yeah.
developed, for example.
I like that, yeah, fashionized.
Yeah.
As they compared to modernized,
yeah,
they're fashionized.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Everything road, when you talk about road, the terrain and stuff like, you know, but
right.
he never chose it. He says
he
no,
stayed in the village,
Zaria,
he
have a,
small, poor.
Those who look forth for him, mm-hmm. we call them Amir, for example, mm-hmm. of Zakzaki in different corners, mm-hmm. you know. If you like, different nooks and corner, you know, mm-hmm. of Nigeria, for example.
Right.
We have 36 states, for example, the next of Nigeria,
states.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
So he have each and every state, he have, you know, those
this
who
Amir,
look,
this
yeah,
representative.
Amir, representative. Mm-hmm. So with the large numbers of people, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. calling, you know, mm-hmm. under the Islamic movement, mm-hmm. he never, and those states are far, 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 far more than Zaria.
Yes.
So this is before the...
Right, before the imprisonment
the massacre.
He was, and
yeah,
the massacre,
the
he
massacre
was in Zaria.
Of Zaria.
And
but
now,
after all the massacre,
yeah.
they thought that maybe they have finished everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But after all, you know, Allah is more powerful, you know,
yes.
than everything that you can think of, for example. So Allah, you know, coordinate his teams, you know.
Of course, he's the best of planners, Allah is.
He coordinates his team, you know, who, Zakzaki, and of course his motto,
right.
which is the Islamic movement, you know. He coordinated within the Zulama. Look at the case of Musa, alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the cases, you know, were. When he stopped anybody who could give birth to a baby boy, for example,
right.
say he's going to be killed.
Right.
You know, when it comes
that's
to...
That's a big deal.
Yeah, when it comes to Allah's own deal,
yeah,
the baby...
Is still born.
Was given birth for, you understand? Yeah.
And not only is the baby born, it is raised in the house
of
the
he
enemy
was taken
who
to
wanted
heaven,
to kill every
course,
single, subhanAllah.
And he was afraid of doing... Otherwise, for example, against the baby, with respect, his food, you know, intake, drinks, and the rest, of course, he takes charge of it, which is Pharaoh, you know. So that is the case.
Here, the government of Nigeria unfortunately tried their best
to
kill these people, imprison them, and even though he's aged, right?
Yeah,
a person
of course.
In this age to throw them in prison. I mean, it's really is
and they know quite
Lord,
well. They know quite well. The message of Zakzaki was clear, simple, easy, and of course peaceful. You know,
yes.
We're talking about, you know, a decade now. For example, you know, when he started his message, peacefully, anywhere, anybody could tell you. In fact, having a Christian in our midst could tell you. You know, what
is
it right?
I wanted to ask you one thing, Sheikh Abdulaziz.
Yeah.
And that is, because we hear all these kind of, this one aspect of Sheikh Zakzaki, but there's kind of this aspect, and even myself, I didn't know too much about this other aspect in this comprehensive personality of Sheikh Zakzaki, and that is this aspect of opposition to oppressors, opposition to tyrants.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I always kind of wondered, and I didn't know, is does he openly, you know, say the word America? Is America zalim? Is America oppressor? Is not? If you could tell us a little bit about this aspect of Sheikh Zakzaki.
Yeah, Zakzaki is against, you know, what boosts the morale of Zakzaki. Hafizahullah is, of course, the prophet. The prophet message, and of course the Allah's message, you know, the Quran, always, you know, and of course the prophet, the seerah of Nabawi, and of course the seerah al a'immah. If you look at them, for example, right. They never get separated.
Right.
For example, just like the prophet was saying, for example, he says, "Inni tarikum," when he was, talking to people, "Inni tarikum fiikum as-saqalain ma intamassaktum bihima lam tadillu bihi abada kitabullah wa itrati ahla bayti," masalan.
Yes.
So this is what he says, for example, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the itra
are one. They're one.
Yeah,
yes.
They're one. And he's also mentioned, you know, when he was signifying, you know, he was trying to, you know, he's defining what the Ahlul Bayt in the eyes of the creatures, you know, the entire human being, you know, Muslims and Christian alike, the pagans and the rest. You're saying that مثل أهل بيتي كسفينة نوح.
Right, كسفينة نوح.
من ركبها نجا ومن تخلف عنها غارقة وماتت. Did you get it? So they are just a savior.
Well, if you translate, just yes. So that Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet,
yes,
is like the ship of the Prophet Nuh,
the Ark, yes, of Nuh, for
the
example.
Of Nuh. Yeah.
What does the Ark of Nuh signify?
Whoever boards it gains
to
salvation.
Save. Yeah, it's to save salvation, always. Could Allah create His creatures without salvations, for example?
Right.
Never will Allah be an enemy of His creatures. Then He must provide them with a sheep. You know, the prophet of Islam, and of course, the A'immat al-Mayamin, the vice guardians of the prophet. And that is their works. And anybody who comes, for example, like Imam Khomeini, Zakzaki, and the rest, you know,
yes. That
is their work. You know, that is what, you know, you can find, you know, such people. They're not easy to find.
Right, of
very
course.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
It's a chosen. Allah chooses.
Yeah, they're chosen, yes.
And of course, it has to do with spiritual power.
Spiritual power, yes.
If one, the government of Nigeria, and of course the entire world should know this, anybody who stood in the midst of people, anybody amongst the Muslim, who stood calling in the midst of people, try look at the person, the alim who is calling. You should know that if he is not an ordinary folk.
Right.
Actually, because if you are not sanctified, you know, if you are not, if you did not stood your solid firm as Mount Everest.
Yeah, right, like Mount Everest, yes.
The wave of human conscience will kick you out.
Yeah.
Will face you out immediately. Yeah. But if you find that person standing his solid firm, then he is a chosen one. And the chosen one is not taken for granted in the midst of, sensible.
So that is his progress too.
That is why he stood to all up to date.
Yeah. So he does. I mean, he does talk. He does oppose America and American policies, because that's
anybody,
what my original anybody, question.
Anybody
yeah.
who yeah. cheats, who yeah. go against human nature.
Ahsant.
He is not with him.
Whether it's America or Zionism or communism, it doesn't matter. It's this idea that whoever is against the divine fitrah, this divine...
Seriously, because they are against the real nature of human consciousness. One time, I should tell you this, Zakzaki traveled for Lebanon, for example. When he was asked in the studio about Palestine, he says, they asked him, he chose us to talk concerning Palestinians, you know.
Yes.
He says that In the case of Palestinians, never should use separate and says Christian, Muslims, or that. He says, if you are human being,
yes,
with conscious, and this is human being here, they might treat, for example, as human being is concerned, you could see that, you know, human being is being maltreated, you know, dislodged, you know, his respect is being, you know, maltreated and stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
So talked about human. If you talked about, don't say Palestine, Muslims, and the rest, but human being.
So human being. Yes.
So what should you do?
Yeah, in defense of this
human being.
Right.
And that is the sense by which Zakzaki talks, be it American, for example,
right,
it kinds of, you know, it acts in the world. You could see what American does in the world, for example,
right.
You know, it goes, you know, beyond, beyond
limits.
Expectation, for example.
And limits, yeah,
and
it
limits.
Goes beyond limits.
Yeah, of course. You know, in different Muslim countries, look at the issue of Palestinians that we just, you know, talked about.
Right, right.
What American used to do, you know, in between Israel, for example, and Palestinians,
right,
helping Israel,
right,
to have
right.
to suppose to have the
right. to have the upper
yeah,
hand
yeah,
against the Palestinians. So, yeah,
so,
Palestinians.
So, and here you have Christians, other Christians who support Palestinians.
Right,
are they not sensitive? Are they not conscious enough? So then, why does American, you know, does in such act in such a way?
Yeah.
I look at other countries too, who, you know, whom, for example, you could see American being maltreating them, for example.
Right.
Look at the case right. of Iran. What does Iran does to American?
Right.
You, American is in, you know, in very many programs with any other persons in the world.
Yes.
Be it a bad people in the world, they are in that. Then Iran says, come, we have a business, you know, that concerns, for example, countries to countries. Leave me alone, leave my people alone.
Mm.
America says no. Mm. Iran says, then why? What have I done to you? It says nothing.
Mm.
Then why are you behaving in such a way, my treating, sanction, and the rest?
Yeah.
Why? He says, just like that. Iran says, why did you do things just,
yes,
just like that, for example? Are you sensitive enough? Are you human being? Why should you maltreat this sanction? Look at the people in Iran. Look at the people.
Right.
Then just remove the sanction. Let's come into common term. I have a gold. You have that. Buy, or I like to buy your things, then we start up a business.
Yeah.
In the history, there's this, you know,
right,
in
right,
the history
right.
of the prophet, of course. Then why? And this is why Zakzaki is, you know, is against him, any other person that against human conscience.
Right, right. And this is exactly, I think, a very a powerful point. We're kind of running out of time. We just probably have a few minutes.
And
but
sorry to say that, you know, Zakzaki, when he immediately his coming and his release, you know, he has speed up. You know, he has progressed. Everything has progressed.
This is what my last question was. Is where do you see this going from here?
Yeah.
Moving forward, where do you see this movement, and where do you see this movement?
Formally, you know, Zakzaki.
And you were saying that it started to speed up.
Seriously. So when from the beginning, Zakzaki was calling for stability.
Right, stability.
Yeah, after your understanding of togetherness of the Muslim Ummah, then the goal is defined. Then stability. If you're not stable, the wave of satanic,
right.
you know, and their rivals could, you know, face you out. Then now his relief, his release, we had him saying that we need to start walking now. Walk.
We need to start working.
Walking. Did you see? The word has changed. Walking. Mm-hmm. Walking in the sense that, for example, where there's no light formally, for example, we should bring light and put. Where there's the need of help, for example, the help should be there. Mm-hmm. Where there's the need of education, it should be provided. Where there's the need of practical phenomena, it should be there. This is amazing for an
individual, for example, whose sons have been, they've been martyred, they're shuhada, but if we use other term, they've been killed.
Yeah.
His sons have been assassinated, his followers have been assassinated, the Husseiniya, the Baqiyatullah Husseiniya, you know, has been bulldozed, the graves have been dug up, he has been thrown into imprisonment without any just cause, his wife has been thrown, and this amidst the coronavirus crisis, right? After all this, you know, in our materialistic worldly view, we say this tribulations and trials and hardships, he comes out and he says, it's time to work.
That's what surprised and amazed people, the Christians and the Sunnists, the Sufis, and the Qadaris. Each and every sect are surprised of this. Because he turns as if he wasn't Zakzaki that his six sons were killed. Forgetting everything for Islam.
Yeah.
Making sure that the work is done.
That the work is done.
The work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is done.
The work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is done. Sheikh Abdulaziz, I want to thank you for joining us on the Islamic Pulse talk show, talking about the post-imprisonment era of Sheikh Zakzaki, the era of renewed freedom. May Allah protect him and all of his followers and the movement, this movement which is for the Almighty Allah. And dear viewers, thank you for joining us on the talk show. That's all from now. May Allah protect all of you as well. Fi amanillah and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wherever you are,